Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see another day, to be alive in the land of the living. It is not by might, it is not by power, it is not by anything else, but by His grace, by His love, that we are here today. So we are so grateful for God's love to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. So we thank God for His love, and because He lives, we can face tomorrow. And today is Friday. It's Friday, the 12th of February, 2021. We are just excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited with what God is doing, and we continue to believe God for a bumper harvest of souls, because our God is still in the business of saving those who are lost. He is still in the business of healing the sick and delivering those who are bound, and He is still giving peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And He is still God. He is on the throne regardless of who is doing what and who is not doing what. Our God does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God in the morning, God in the noontime, God in the evening, rain or sunshine, snow or hot, He remains God, and we are just excited. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and then we'll see what the God has installed for us this at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. And we are excited to have each and every one of you here today. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus, the one who does not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are our Heavenly Father. Yes, so this morning we say, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and let your will, Father God, be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us our daily bread, Father, for you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory, Father. We thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of all our debts, all our sins, all our trespasses. Thank you, Lord, for you are a loving God. You are a merciful God. And your love never fails. You are full of compassion. In the mighty name of Jesus, so we pray, Father God, that you cleanse us with your hyssop, Father, and make us clean, wash us clean. That will be as white as snow this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, that nothing will hinder our prayers, Lord. So we pray that the accuser of the saints will not have anything to accuse us of, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you do not hide your face from us, Lord, this morning. Do not withhold your Holy Spirit from us this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for creating a clean heart, a pure heart. Yes, and renewing a steadfast Spirit within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your anointing and your wisdom, Lord, that we'll be able to share your goodness with those who do not know you and those who are around us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll be able to tell them that we have a Savior, Jesus, who is the answer to our problems today. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God, for your mercies that endure forever, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, this morning, for leading us, Father, not into any temptation, Lord, and delivering us from all evil, Father. For that is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We honor you, Savior, for you are a good shepherd. Yes, there is no any other God but you, Lord. All other gods are imitators. They are pretenders. But you are the true living God. We thank you, Father God, for making us lie down in green pastures. Even there are lots of pastures that are not so green, but you make us lie down in green pastures, and you just lead us beside the still waters. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, this morning for restoring our souls, Father. Even if the enemy roars like a lion and want to devour us, want to finish us, but we know there is only one lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who, when he roars, fire comes out of his mouth, the fire that burns all sin and drought. For our God, you are a consuming fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for restoring our souls and leading us in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, Lord, no other name but your name's sake, Father. The name of Jesus, the name that when we call, things change, things that are out of order get in order, things that are disturbing, that are rageous, they become still. The name of Jesus for leading us in this path of righteousness, for your name's sake, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, even if we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, and sometimes we feel it, Lord, walking through the shadows and the valleys of the shadow of death. But we thank you, Lord, for we are not afraid. We fear no evil, Lord, for we know you are with us. And we know, Father, we thank you for your rod and your staff. They comfort us, Lord. Thank you for comforting us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who is our comforter. In the mighty name of Jesus, especially in times like these, Father, where people are losing lives front, back, and center, losing their loved ones. There's a lot of grief going on. But we thank you, Lord, because you are our comforter. You release your Holy Spirit to comfort us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Not only do you comfort us, but you prepare a table for us, Father, in the presence of our enemies, and you prepare a table for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for anointing our heads with oil and that our cups run over. They run over with your blessings. They run over with your grace. They run over with your mercy, with your goodness. Thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning. Yes, for your goodness, Lord. and your mercies that follows us all the days of our lives, all the days of our lives, Lord. And this morning, Father, we choose to dwell in your house, in the house of our Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We honor you this morning. Yes, as we lift up our eyes, as we lift them up unto the hills, for where comes our help? Yes, because we know our help comes from you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, the one who will not let us sleep. You will not let us fall, because you hold us, Lord, with your right strong hand, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. This morning we decree and declare Psalm 91. Yes, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You are the Almighty God. So this morning, Father God, we say you are our Lord. You are our refuge, our fortress, our hiding place. You are our God, and we trust you. We trust you, Lord. We depend on you. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, some trust their neighborhoods, their considered safe neighborhoods where they live. Some trust to who they know, who their friends are. Some trust the families where they are born. Some trust to their associates or their jobs. But Father God, we trust you. We trust you. We remember the Lord, our God, and we trust you. We trust your name. We trust you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We trust you. We depend on you, Father. For without you, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. For you are the air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are our hiding place. You are our rock, our refuge. We honor you, Father, this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you this morning for these men and women. They sacrifice every morning to come and stand on the wall, stand on the gap, and intercede for your people, intercede and cry out for those who do not know you, cry out for those who are in need of prayer, and intercede for each other. So I pray, Father God, for your children, the intercessors, the prayer warriors. I thank you for their persistence, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you protect them, provide for them, Father, strengthen them, answer their prayers. Pray when no one is listening but you. Those things they do not share with anybody else but you. I pray, Father God, that you meet each and every one of our needs, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for doing good to your people, Father, for extending your hand of grace toward your people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify you, Father God. I thank you for protecting their families, their children, their grandkids, their extended family members, in the mighty name of Jesus, and giving them the desires of their hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for the church, the body of Christ, this sleeping giant
to wake up and do what you have called us to do. In the name of Jesus. And our number one job is to win souls for the kingdom. So I pray, Father God, that you help us, that we'll be on our master's work in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word says, he that wins souls is wise. So we pray, Father God, for wisdom. Every church denomination represented here in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the leadership of each and every church and my place of fellowship, the Life Church, Lord, and every place of fellowship that is represented here, Lord. I just pray, Father God, that you give the leadership the wisdom to do what is right, not to be entangled with all the chaos and the noise that is going on in our nation right now, but they stay focused and do what you have called us to do, Lord. So we pray for wisdom, because you said if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And you, Father God, you give wisdom without even withholding. So we pray for wisdom, Father, for the body of Christ and its leadership, for your protection, your guidance, and that they will be obedient to your word, Father, obedient to your voice. Give each and every one of us, Lord, a kind heart, a compassionate heart, a loving heart, in the mighty name of Jesus, and for your anointing, Lord, the anointing that breaks the yoke. I pray, Father, for the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, and those who are missionaries, who are in a foreign land, ministering your word, doing the work of the ministry, Lord. I pray, Father God, for those in the ministry of service, those who help your servants and technical support and administrative support and everything else, Father. I just pray, Father God, for your wisdom and your direction and obedience in the mighty name of Jesus as they do the work of the Lord, Father, that we stay connected to you, Father God, because you are the true vine, as your word reminds us in John 15:5, that I am the vine and you are the branches. That's what your word says. That if any man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit, a lot of fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing, your word says. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers and dry out. And such a branch, such branches, they are picked up and thrown into the fire, and they get burned. So, Father God, I pray as a body of Christ, the congregation and its leadership, to stay connected to you. Because apart from you, Father, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, honor you, Lord. I glorify your name, Father. I praise you, Lord. For Lord Jesus, you so loved the world that you gave, Father God, you loved the world and you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And the word says, whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we pray, Father God, for salvation, for deliverance, for healing of many, those who do not know you, starting with our family members, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, soften their hearts, Lord. Give them a soft heart, a heart of flesh. Take away the stony heart, Lord. and give them a soft heart, a heart of flesh, that when you stand at the door of their hearts and knock, they will open the door for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Some are heavy laden. They are tormented by evil spirits, generational curses, territorial curses, strongholds, whatever manner of whatever it is that is holding them back. Any kind of abuse, Lord, substance abuse, prescription drugs abuse, illegal drugs abuse, alcohol abuse. Some are selling their bodies, prostitution. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever it is, Lord, we know you are an able God, the one who said, come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, to take my yoke, for my yoke is easy, and to lean on me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. So I pray, Father God, that those who do not know you, draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Lord. We call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will have their soul on the road to Damascus experience. Some will have the Nicodemus experience when you told him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That they surrender and confess their sins and turn away from their wicked ways. For you are faithful and just to forgive. I thank you, Lord. We honor you, Father, this morning. And we continue to pray, Father, for our local leadership, our national state leadership, national leadership, and international leadership, Father. All the branches of government. We just pray, Father God, that they do what is right. They do what is right, not be driven by their political career agendas, their egos, whatever it is. We pray, Father God, that they do what is right. We thank you, Father God, for you are our defense. You are our God. You stand for us, you fight for us, Father. And we know, Father God, that except you, Lord, build a house, they that labor, they labor in vain. Except you, you keep and watch over a city, they, the watchman, watches in vain. So we have these laws of the land and these structures and leadership. But our trust is in you, Father. We depend on you. You are still on the throne. We pray, Father God, that you touch every man, every woman in position of authority, that they do what is right. And we pray, Father, that you protect and shield and keep our President Joe Biden and his the Vice President Kamala Harris in good health and keep them in sound mind, that they make good decisions, Lord, and that you give them a compassionate heart, a kind heart, that whatever decision they make, it will be for the betterment of the people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who advise them will advise them for the better. And not only be advised by good advisors, but that they will be able to listen to good advice in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord, for restoring the state of our nation, Father. And I stand, Father, for my birth country, Zimbabwe, Lord, that you do good, restore Zimbabwe back, Lord. Restore her back, Father. She used to be the breadbasket of Africa, and now she is the beggar. But we know you are a God of restoration. So I pray, Father God, this morning that you restore her back, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, our Heavenly Father, our everlasting Father. You are the Father of the fatherless. You are our defender, the defender of the widows. And you defend those who are weak, those who cannot defend themselves. You defend them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I honor you, Lord. And if there is anyone under the sound of my voice who is not feeling well, who is sick in their bodies, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus that does not lose its power, the blood of Jesus that does not expire. All other medications, there are many made, they expire, they lose its power. But the blood of Jesus, it healed when it dropped on the cross, dripping off our Savior's brow. It healed then when it healed and saved that sinner who was on the cross with Jesus, still healing now, and it's going to heal tomorrow. So I release that healing power of the blood of Jesus to touch my brothers and sisters right now. I speak a blessing, Father, total healing from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. For Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord. Tribes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. Thank you, Lord, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. You heal all manner of diseases. Those who are stressed out, depressed, they are anxious. I pray, Father God, that you touch them and heal in the name of Jesus. Anything and everything that is not of you, that is just invading their bodies, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. And those who are sick in hospitals, in nursing homes, and with this pandemic, Father, I just pray, Father God, releasing the healing power of the blood of Jesus to touch and heal. For healing is the bread of your children, Lord. And you prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. So I thank you, Father God, that on that table you are serving healing as one of the foods, Father, of the selections of food. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I magnify your name. Thank you. Thank you, Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray. It is done by the precious blood of Jesus. All crookedness made, all roughness made smooth. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, everybody. Those who joined us after we had started, we are glad you are here. So before we open the lines and acknowledge who is here, I'm just going to go ahead and get into the Word of God, and then we will move on at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited to have each and every one of you. Amen.
And our scripture of the week is from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 16 and 17. And the scripture I would like to share with you is from the book of Luke, Luke chapter 4. And I would like to encourage you to read the whole book. This is a very rich chapter. It starts with when Jesus, you know, was fasted. He was taken into the wilderness. We know the story. And he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and was tempted by the devil. And he conquered that temptation. And it also talks about Jesus going back. After that, he went back to his homeland in Nazareth. And his own people rejected him. But he did not stop. He kept on doing the work of the Lord, and he went around in the surrounding cities and driving out devils and driving out spirits, evil spirits, delivering people. And at one point, he even went to Simon's mother-in-law. He healed Simon's mother-in-law in this same chapter. It is very rich. It has only 44 verses, so you can read it in one sitting. I would encourage you to do so. And it also talks about Jesus, that he didn't stop. He continued healing and delivering, you know, those who needed deliverance, despite of the rejection, despite of opposition. He kept on preaching and spreading good news of the kingdom of God. And I felt this chapter really suits where we are as Christians and as our team this year of focusing on ministering to our loved ones, because even our Lord Jesus Christ, he too was rejected by his own. So where I would like for us to read is just right on the center of the chapter. So we're going to read verses 14 through 20, just those six verses or seven, 14 through 20. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region around him. This is right after he was tempted and returned to returning on his way, going back home to his homeland. That's where we are starting. And I'm on verse 15. And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. May he bless the hearers and the doers of the word. So really quickly, I just want to touch few points on this scripture. And I believe this just suits us so well. This is Jesus. The Bible says on verse 14, and Jesus returned in power
of the Spirit into Galilee. So right here, Jesus had just conquered the devil after the temptation in the wilderness, after fasting for 10 days, I mean for 40 days and 40 nights, and he conquered. And now he is filled with the power of God, the power of the Spirit, and he's heading on home to Nazareth. But he passed it through Galilee, and as he was passing through Galilee, the Bible says, you know, there was a fame. People knew him in this region. So there were a lot of people probably, you know, following him, screaming and yelling. And in the midst of all this, his intention was to make his way home to Nazareth. And on verse 5, he now came to Nazareth. He now arrived in Nazareth, which is his homeland, where he was brought up, where he was raised. He now has arrived to this familiar place, to this familiar, with familiar people, with his family, you know, probably seeing some of his friends, some people whom he grew up with. And this can, we can relate. You know, we go back home to those family reunions. We go back home, wherever home is for you. Maybe you moved to another state away from where you were brought up and raised. But once in a while or so often you go back and you see some people, some familiar people. You see family members, familiar faces. You see some friends, people you went to high school with, people you went to college with. And this is what happened to Jesus when he went back home. And the Bible says he went into the synagogue. So we go home, sometimes we go to church, we go fellowship, whatever. And the Bible says when he went into the synagogue on this Sabbath day, he stood up to read. And they gave him a book of prophet Isaiah or Esaias. This was Isaiah. That's what King James say, but it is Isaiah. And we know when he read this particular scripture, verses 18 through 19, that's from Isaiah 61. So the Bible says he opened at a certain place in the book of Isaiah, and he opened on this Isaiah 61. And the Bible says when he opened, he found a place, and then he read. The Spirit of the Lord, this is where I want us to focus on, or one of the points I want to emphasize. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we have the power because this is the same Jesus whom we have accepted and received and say, come into my heart. This is the same Jesus who is in our hearts. And on that day when we received him, the Bible says, for all those who have received him, he gave them power to be sons of God. So when we received this Jesus, he did not come partially or part of him, but all of him came into our hearts. Not a fraction of him, not a portion of him, but all of him. And that's the same Jesus who Isaiah saw way back. And now he is reading right here that the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. So I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, that we are anointed. Yes, we have the anointing of Jesus Christ to preach the gospel. We might be hesitant for years, for a long time, to minister to our family members, to share good news with them, but the anointing is there. And right now, Luke is reminding us through the words of Jesus, through the writing of Isaiah, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. We are anointed to preach the good news to the poor. The Bible says there are people who are poor in spirit. There is different kinds of poorness, of povertyness in spirit. Yes, we might need some financial blessings, or those whom we preach to, they need some other things, finances. They need relationships. They need a place to stay, good place to stay, many, many other things, all other areas of life. But this Spirit of God, this anointing, it covers all areas of life. And this is what we are being reminded this morning, that we can share the good news. And the Bible says the hour has come, now is, when the true worshipers shall worship him in spirit and in truth. This is the hour, brothers and sisters. This is the hour. We have family members who have broken hearts. And we have the solution to mend the broken hearts, to put them together, that is stronger than super glue or Gorilla glue, which is the blood of Jesus, the word of God, that is sharper than any two-edged sword. And we preach deliverance to those who are captive, those who are tormented by evil spirits, territorial spirits, the areas we live, the places we were raised, the people we associate with, their spirits also interfere with our lives, with our family members' lives, but we are anointed. That those who are blind, not only just physical blindness, but spiritual blindness, they can't see. And we have the anointing to minister to them, to set those at liberty, those who are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, the favorable year of the Lord, which is the acceptable year of the Lord. And we believe 2021 is the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord is a time or period of favor. And we believe 2021 is a year of favor for us to minister to our family members, to pray for them, to intercede for them, to set time and minister to them so that they can receive their deliverance, so that they can receive their salvation, so that God can restore them. They are brokenhearted. They are blind. And we have the good news. They are bombarded with bad news. They go to work, and some of them, they have jobs they don't even like, but they go anyhow. They have bosses who belittle them, who look down on them. And God has given us this anointing so that we can share the light to them, so that they can come to him, the lifter of burdens, the healer of broken hearts, the mender of broken marriages and stressed out life, anxiousness. And we have some who are being tormented by these suicidal spirits. They are losing the desire to live. And the Lord has anointed us. When we go back home, when we go on those family reunions, bet this summer they are at the full swing this coming summer, because the past summer, majority of us had to cancel our family reunions, cancel our plans, our vacations. But we are believing, God, that this year is a favorable year of the Lord. It's an acceptable year of the Lord. That God is going to restore everything for us. The years the canker worm has eaten. And God is going to restore that to us. So we're going to minister to our family members. And the last verse, verse 20, he said, when he closed the book, he gave it back to the minister, and he sat down. And as he did, all eyes were on him. Every eye in that synagogue on him, it was fastened on him, looking at him. So I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, that our family members' eyes are on you. They are on us, because they know, we know, we have the Lord, we have the Savior, and their eyes are on us. What are we going to do? We need to minister life to them. Hope. Some are hopeless, right? They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They are stuck. They are stranded. They seem not yet to have a breakthrough. They are just going on circles. The same thing, the same battle, over and over. And their eyes are on you, my sister. They are on you, my brother. And we have the answer. Jesus is the answer for our troubles today. He is the Savior. He is the one who said, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He is our one and only mediator, the one who can reconcile God and man. No one else can do that. Only Jesus. We know the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. And we know he is the way, and our family members, their eyes are on us. So that we will point them to Jesus. We will point them to the cross. The one who so loved the world that he gave his only son. Jesus gave his life. He paid a debt that he did not own. We owned a debt that we could not pay, but he paid it. Not on installment, but he paid it in full. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We can't watch anymore our family members perishing. We can't do it anymore. This year is the year, the acceptable year of the Lord, 2021. The Bible says, as many as received him, he gave them power to become sons of God. So we remind and tell our family members that when you receive him, he will give you power to be his son, power to be his child. So this morning, we are going to pray. And ask God to give us wisdom. He is a giver of wisdom. That Lord Jesus, Father God, with all this anointing that you have given us, with the Spirit of the Lord that we have in us. Give us wisdom so that we can minister to our family members, to our neighbors, those around us, those near us, those He has entrusted us. This is our first church, brothers and sisters. This is our first congregation. This is our forefront right here, our family members. So the lines are open, and let us pray for our loved ones. We know their condition. We know where they are. And we're going to pray. We have the power because He has given us the power. He has anointed us with that anointing. And their eyes are gazing on us. They are looking at us. They are waiting on us. Let's not be intimidated by their faces. Let's not be intimidated by whatever. We have the anointing. And it is not us, because it is not by power. It is not by might, but it is by His grace. It is by His anointing. He is the one who has anointed us. All we need to do is to surrender to Him. And let Him use us. Let Him drive us. Let Him order our steps so that we know what to say, when to say it, and who to say it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank You for that.
In the mighty name of Christ, I pray.
So this weekend is going to be better than last weekend. In Jesus' name, as we go out, I am going to leave this time to Pastor Darlene. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for just today and what he has done in this hour of power of prayer. We thank God for our pastor, Scholastica, and sharing the word this morning. And we know that that anointing covers everything, and we're going to walk like that. We're going to live like that, knowing that we're covered by the anointing of God and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I'm just glad that each and every one has come today and that we continue to be in agreement with God, and we're not worried about people and things that are going on around us, because God ultimately is in control, and we just continue to put our eyes on him and not on our circumstances. And as we leave today, I make a declaration that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus, and I decree for every brother and sister in Christ, no matter if you're here or if you're somewhere else, somewhere around the world, that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. I am asking the Lord to send it back to the sender. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. I want to say thanks to everyone who has sown into our ministry and into my life. And either way, whatever seed you have sown, I believe that the seed has been sown into good ground, and I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will see something like a 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold, and I'm asking God to multiply your seed at least 1,000 times more than what it is, as it's spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. I decree that no weapon that forms against us shall prosper. We shall seek the face of God, and we, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous, and that includes our family members. And I decree that blessings are overtaking us, and we have more than enough. I decree this morning showers of blessings upon our lives daily, and we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen, amen. And let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. Go and have a beautiful day and the rest of your life. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.